Breakfast with Russell and Nadia. Till 10 on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
You might remember back in February when school started, we had a discussion with the Mayor of Port Hedland. He was telling us then about a new initiative being rolled out in South Hedland involving police, the local council, the education department and a bus.
So every morning, four police officers get on that bus and drive through town picking up kids who haven't made it to school and then work with those children and their parents to get them back into the classroom. In the 5 weeks that this has been operating, more than 100 students have been picked up, many of them more than once, and school attendance rates have jumped 15%. Senior Sergeant Jeremy Marklew is the officer in charge of South Hedland Police, and I spoke to him about this initiative and those early results just a short time ago. Senior Sergeant Jeremy Marklew, good morning.
G'day, Nadia. How are you going?
Well, thank you. Can you just remind listeners how these buses work?
Sure. I guess really it's a collaborative effort from the community and from services in the community, basically. Every morning the Youth Involvement Council bring their bus down, police jump on, there's workers from CPFS or Child Protection Family Support, education, we go out, engage the families, a lot of the kids who haven't been going to school previously or have very low attendance rates, below 5% in previous years. It's been a bit of a process, but the kids are going to school.
And where are the buses going, just through the around town?
Yeah, we've been quite, we've worked with education and worked with CPFS and, they obviously identify the families that need that engagement, need that support, need a bit of a hand to help encourage everyone get to school. It's not some police-led process where we're sort of knocking on the door and dragging kids out, kicking and screaming out into buses at all. It's a very much a bit of a collaborative project, and everyone's working together with it.
In the 5 weeks since it started, how many children have been picked up?
Oh, well over 330 kids have been picked up and taken to school so far. But I guess it's a bit more wide reaching than that. It's a Hedland sort of a initiative. People in Hedland are talking about it. The entire community is talking about it, to the point where parents who are sort of on the cusp of whether or not to take their kids to school, or who have previous years had been a bit, their school attendance has been quite low. They've sort of been quite proactive in getting their kids to school. Some people don't particularly want police knocking on their door in the morning, but it's been a lot wider than just the school bus. The bus rocking up to people's doors and police and CPFS and education saying, hey, how are you going? Can we help you get your kids to school this morning? There's a lot more to it than that as well. It's not just knocking on the door saying hello. There's a fair bit of relationship building going on. There's education of organising uniforms, breakfast for some kids, or school bags or lunches. It's all about changing a bit of culture in the community, really.
It sounds like a very coordinated approach too, as you said, involving quite a few organisations. On ABC Radio Perth and WA this morning, you're listening to Senior Sergeant Jeremy Marklew, who is the officer in charge of South Hedland Police. Senior Sergeant, you mentioned 334 children have been picked up. Are some of these repeat offenders?
Yeah, and... And when you say offenders, probably not the best term, really. Some of these kids they've got their own sort of family struggles, and school hasn't always been a priority for them. In previous years, some of these kids have only had like a 1-5% school attendance for the year, and we're already seeing some of these kids actually starting to make their own way to school, or being taken to school. By the project or by the strategy, and some of the school attendance for these kids has raised from around 1% up over 70%. So, probably wouldn't call them offenders because it's probably not their own fault that they're not attending school. It's a raft of issues, we're just trying to change something in the community, and everyone's behind it. People are talking about it. The schools have got some great attendance figures to date this year, and. It's going really well.
And you mentioned attendance figures. Can you give us an idea of how much that's increased by?
Well, I guess education would probably give you a better understanding, but my understanding was in Headland this year to date, I think the enrolments have increased by more than 15%. So getting kids to school, getting kids enrolled, the attendance up, it's going really well.
Senior Sergeant Jeremy Markley, I find this quite incredible because it has been such an instant impact.
It has. I think, like I say, it is very much a collaborative effort by, not only by ourselves, but by education, by CPFS, by the community, by the Youth Involvement Council. Everyone's on board. It's I wouldn't like to call it fun policing, but all the police officers and community relations officers from police side who are involved, they really enjoy it. They really enjoy getting out, engaging the kids, engaging the families. You know, they're seeing a real benefit from it.
And you've done this without any extra funding. You've just managed to rejig your current resources.
Pretty much. And when I say reaching to my only resources, we're always very stretched. The guys who are, or guys and girls who are out there at the coalface in relation to this, they are under the pump. I don't like to think of myself as a hard taskmaster, but you know they're working really hard, and it's not only they're up there off on the bus every day, engaging the families, getting kids to school. They come back, they're patrolling the shopping centres, making sure there's no kids in the school. If there are, they're trying to work out a bit of a strategy with the parents to get them off and enrolled to school, particularly if they're from other communities or other areas in the state. They're not only dropping into the school during the day and having a walk around chatting to the kids at lunchtimes or after school, but we've also got a lot of police-led and community-led programs where after school, where the kids are doing box fit. We've got a couple other things happening shortly in relation to dodgeball, and there's a lot going on in the community.
Yeah, so what about this bus then? What's the commitment in how long you would like this to go for? Is this something that'll continue for a couple of months, or is it a longer term initiative?
Yeah, well, I've constantly said that I'm here for 4 years, and as far as I'm concerned, this school attendance strategy, running the buses, it's going to go for 4 years. So, like I say, education are well and truly, they sort of own this. They're the drivers in relation to this. CPFS have been great as well. They've given us a lot of support. We're all in it for the long run. So potentially we may need to look for some funding in relation to the bus. But, we're very committed. And I don't think it should ever change.
I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much to Senior Sergeant Jeremy Markley, OIC.
Hey, thanks, Nadia.
South Headland Police. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.
And it's an interesting thought, isn't it? The idea of a bus going around and collecting students. We can't blame students is the lesson we've learnt there, but there's a myriad of reasons why a student might miss school. We can't judge. But I'm familiar with South Headland, and it is a place that has been... people say it's been poorly planned as a town, and that there's always been some sort of trouble there. And so the police using a unique resource to try to fix it, I think, is a really good idea. And I'd be interested in what you think. 1-300-222-720. And are you aware of truancy in your town or your suburb or school? And do you have any real stories about its impact? We'd love to hear from you. 1-300-222-720, or you can text 0437-922-720.
And how to best tackle it, what works and what doesn't. Share your experiences. Well, Camillo Blanco is the mayor of Port Hedland. He's been a big driver of this initiative. He's been knocking on lots of doors to make this happen. Camillo, good morning to you. Are there some early successes here?
There sure is, Nadia. How are you going this morning? Look, the program was initially, started to change, community perception towards education and putting the responsibility of getting your child to school squarely in the lap of parents or guardians. And, clearly this program has worked and it's working very well indeed. And, look, I've been told by the Department of Education that the Minister Sue Ellery is very impressed with the program, and obviously we're getting a lot of support there from the Minister for police, Michelle Roberts, you know, to keep this program going as well. And this, the figures speak for themselves. You know, 334 kids picked up already. You know, well, you know, the interesting one for me is the, you know, kids that haven't been going to school, or their attendance rate is, you know, 1 to 5%, and now their attendance rate is, you know, over 70%, just because, you know, we've got a bus with a uniformed police officer and child protection on board asking questions about why your kid's not at school. And I think that's a great initiative, and you know, it's working real well. But in to add to that, you know, you do see problems when you start initiatives like this. And I'd like to call out to the Health Minister, Mr. Cook, you know, to help out, because we would like to see the Health Department also supply a health worker to assist in, you know, in assessing the kids' health that come on to come onto the bus. You know, things like hearing and nutrition assessments, because it's quite clear that some of these kids are undernourished. And let me just be very clear on that. Undernourished, I mean, some of these kids have been starved, all right? So we need to, you know, the idea was to get all of the agencies on board. I think we need health on there to, you know, to monitor, you know, some of the kids that are may have been or are being neglected in the community. And this is a whole of community approach, and I expect to see, you know, health on board. And the state government's been talking constantly about developing locally based initiatives that work. Well, here we have an initiative that is proactive, and it's clearly working well. And it's using the current locally based government agency resources. So, you know, I'd like to see health on board with that as well. But yeah, I know you're going to butt in, but I'll just keep going. There's a very important piece of information here that I haven't heard this morning. And, you know, at the same time last year, there was 43 juvenile offences. So that's juvenile charged within the time periods of 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, charged with offences because they haven't been at school, and that was between February and March. Now, in the same period this year while we've run this program, we've had 11. So, you know, I'm pretty good with my math. That's a 75% reduction in juvenile offending, right, because, you know, of a program like this that's running. Now, you know, that's an immediate police saving on processing juvenile offenders, you know, obviously court savings, reduction in incarcerations. You know, that's a proactive approach to education, but it's also bettering the lives of the kids that may otherwise have gone down the wrong road, you know, and into petty crime and a life of social welfare. That's why I'm stressing very hard that, you know, programs like this need to be developed and incorporated into the normal education system, that are funded, and that we have got the agencies working together to ensure that these kids are going to school.
And Camilla Blanco, that seems to be the difference here, in that you do have all these agencies involved. It seems to be a much better coordinated program, because truancy buses aren't new. They have been done in other parts of the state in recent times, as is being pointed out to us by quite a few people on the text. Is the difference here, though, that it's police officers on that bus? Because we have a text and it says it's not the policeman's work to act as a truant officer. We had this service many moons ago across the north. It's easy to hire other people to be truant officers. But is the difference that it's police on that bus?
Absolutely it is. You know, it's police and child protection. And, you know, the thing is, when you have a non-government agency doing a program like this, what authority do they actually have? You know, they don't have much authority at all. All I can say is you need to be at school. And if the kid says, Noel, I'm not going to school, what can they do? You know, so when you have an authority, you know, a lead agencies like police and like education, you know, on board with this bus, and a blue uniform comes on, and child protection talks to the parents, there are changes made. And let me give you an example, you know, because we are getting examples from, you know, the bus when the agents, the cops and child protection are coming back. They are writing some stuff. And Here's one. When the bus arrived, they spotted mum dropping, you know, picking up the shopping out of a taxi. And when they approached to talk to her about why her kids weren't at school, she looked shocked to see the bus. She looked shocked to see the police and child protection there. And she said her kids will be attending school tomorrow. So, you know, that is just a classic example of what happens when you put an authority, you know, in place to make sure these things happen. And you know, there's some sad stories here. You know, four kids were transported to, you know, to school. And they hadn't been enrolled before. You know, we're talking about from the ages from 6 to 12. And then they were transported to, you know, the health service to get their immunisation records and bits and pieces like that. So, you know, clearly they hadn't been enrolled in school previously. And, you know, that's just a failure of the system. And when we have a program like this that is actually, you know, making sure the system works, I think it should be supported by all government agencies and we should roll it out across the state. And, you know, I know that Karratha and East Pilbara Shires are now talking about implementing this program, you know, in their area. So, again, it's a great benefit to the area, but it's a great benefit to the kids and obviously the state and Australia when we get kids to school and they get a good education.
We're talking to Camilla Blanca, the mayor of the town of Port Hedland. It's 10 to 9 on ABC Perth and WA. I wonder if you have a feeling about this idea. What do you think of it? Is truancy a problem in your town or your neighbourhood? How can we best tackle it? We'd love to hear from you, 1300 222 720. Camilla, what about funding it? It's something that we spoke to the police about. How do you see it being funded into the future?
What I'd like to see happen here is, you know, we've started this program without any funding. So, you know, all it is current government agencies on the ground, you know, doing a little bit extra and making this program work. And like I said, it is working. But what, you know, as we move forward and as we get all of these kids in school, because we are reviewing the absentee list every day and we're going to those addresses and finding out what's going on. But as we get better and the kids are attending our school, then I'd like to see a program change a little bit where we have got a bus and we have got a single police officer and a single health worker and a single child protection worker on there, just maintaining, you know, the good work that's been done to initially, you know, get this off the ground, a maintenance of, you know, of attendance in school, which, you know, creates huge benefits across, you know, the social welfare aspect of our community.
We'll leave it there. Camilla Blanco, the Mayor of the town of Port Hedland, thank you very much. It's interesting, isn't it? 1300 222 720 is the number, and you heard Camilla there also talking about the fact that there are other shires now looking at this. This isn't funded. This is police doing this by rejigging existing resources. And I guess now the question is, if you want this to go to other areas, there's going to have to be some money put into it, and that comes down to Sue Ellery, the Education Minister. She joins us now. Minister, the success of this, excuse me, has been pretty instant, and a bit of pressure being put on you this morning to maybe provide some funding to see if this could become a long-term thing and then go to other areas besides South Hedland.
Well, first off, Nadia, can I congratulate everybody who's been involved in the trial. Certainly so far the results look sensational. I'm really pleased that that's working well, and I'm pleased that they were able to do it within existing resources. They did get support for fuel, I know, from FMG, but it was a pretty intensive effort by each of the agencies involved. I certainly want to see the full stats, and then I'm keen to see where we can do this elsewhere.
And does that mean that you'll be able to fund it? Is that what you're saying loosely?
No, what I'm saying is I'm keen to see the stats, and then I'm going to look at how we might be able to do it elsewhere.
What do you like about this, though? Because I think it sounds this morning like the key to this is the key to the success of this has been police officers being on that bus, because truancy buses are not new, and there's been numerous programs over the years that have done similar things. But for some reason, this one seems to be striking a chord, and the feeling is it's because there's police on there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a key part of it. I also think the essential element was each of the respective agencies and the YIC all decided to work together. So sometimes you'll get one agency saying, we've got this great idea and we want you to come on board, but it doesn't necessarily happen. In this case, and we want more of this across government, all of the agencies involved, government, non-government, and the corporate sector came together. I think that's a key element of it. It's important to note that, you know, the reasons that many of these kids don't attend school have in most times got nothing to do with the school. It's a whole pile of other stuff going on in the community. And I think that the police, obviously, in presence, in uniform, added a level of authority that's, it seems to have made the difference in this program.
At what point, Sue Ellery, would you be able to make a decision as to whether this is worthy of some extra funding and rolling it out in other areas of the state?
So it was a four-week trial from the start of the school year. I want to get all of the stats and I want to get the feedback from the Department of Education and each of the other agencies, and then we'll look at it, Nadia. I'm keen to do what works. We've already started a review of the attendance policy in any event. It does require working across government, because if you think even in some of the more remote communities, for example, the school can be 50 metres from the kids' houses and yet they're not attending. Now, that's got nothing to do with what's going on in the classroom. That's got lots to do with what's going on in the community. So this kind of program, where it works well, I'm keen to see where we can roll it out elsewhere as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Sue Ellery, Education Minister, with us there. It is 5 to 9 news coming up for you at 9 o'clock.